From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Obama travels to the St. Louis area today, where he'll continue his push for health care legislation. Matt Sepik of St. Louis Public Radio reports.
The president is expected to return to campaign mode, as he did in Philadelphia on Monday, and ratchet up pressure on Congress to pass a health bill. The White House says Mr. Obama will announce a new initiative today that targets fraud and waste in Medicare and Medicaid. The president hopes to win over congressional Democrats reluctant to pass health care legislation. But Mr. Obama is not likely to change the mind of Congressman Ike Skelton of Missouri, who is one of a handful of Democrats to vote against the health bill last year. After today's invitation-only speech to about 400 people at a suburban high school, the president will headline a fundraiser for Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill. For NPR News, I'm Matt Sepik in St. Louis.
Mr. Obama is meeting Haitian President René Préval at the White House at this hour. The Haitian leaders in the United States thanking Americans for their assistance to his country during the recent earthquakes. Both presidents will receive guests in the White House Rose Garden shortly, including members of the Haitian American community and relief group leaders who helped deliver aid after the massive January tremor struck Port-au-Prince. Vice President Joe Biden says Palestinians deserve a viable independent state with contiguous territory. Biden is in Ramallah visiting Palestinian leaders and offering U.S. support for Mideast peace talks. He spoke with Israeli leaders yesterday on a similar note, but on the same day, Israel announced plans to build 1,600 new homes in disputed East Jerusalem. Biden says the move could harm the peace talks.
As we move forward, the United States will hold both sides accountable for any statements or actions that inflame tensions or prejudice the outcome of talks, as this decision did.
Israeli leaders say they're sorry the news broke during Biden's visit, but they will not change their decision. Toyota is expanding a recall of a popular pickup truck. The automaker is recalling 2000 to 2003 models of the Toyota Tundra to repair problems with rust. NPR's Sonari Glinton has more on the story.
This recall is to fix excessive rusting on Tundra pickup trucks. Potentially, the frames can rust and cause spare tires to fall from the trucks. It expands on a recall from late last year of Toyota Tundras that covered 20 cold weather states. The automaker has said it was because salt and chemicals used to treat roads during the winter could cause additional corrosion. The recall now covers all 50 states. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has urged owners of 2000 to 2003 Toyota Tundras to remove the spare tire. That's to be sure the tires don't fall on the road and create a hazard. Sonari Glinton, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are up 17 points at 10,581. This is NPR. Russia says it's arrested 10 men in connection with a deadly train bombing last November. Jessica Galler has details from Moscow.
The Kremlin says the suspects are believed to be responsible for the terrorist bombing of the Nevsky Express, a popular luxury overnight train from Moscow to St. Petersburg that killed 26 people and injured hundreds more. Officials say the men were captured in a raid last week in which a prominent militant leader was killed. The suspects were detained in a mostly Muslim village in a province in Ingushetia. The bombing was the deadliest attack in Russia outside the North Caucasus region since 2006, raising fears that a new wave of bombings would hit Russia's major cities and heartland. Chechen rebels claimed responsibility for the attack on unofficial Islamist websites. Russian President Dmitry Medvedev says violence in Russia's North Caucasus region remains one of the country's biggest domestic problems and promises to stamp out attacks throughout the region, preventing further attacks in Russia. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
Democratic leaders in Congress say they are going to limit a practice that helps lawmakers send money to their home districts. The practice is known as earmarking. Congressman David Obie says lawmakers won't be able to stick earmarks in annual spending bills, but they won't eliminate the practice completely. That could cut the total of earmarks by 1,000. National education groups are releasing standards for American students. The draft guidelines are from the National Governors Association and the Council of Chief State School Officers. The idea is to create a uniform set of goals. All states except Alaska and Texas have signed on to this. Also, two territories and the District of Columbia have joined in. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.